This is ESPN Radio's Barton Hahn Podcast.
Oh, a moment of silence. A moment of silence for the tight end of the Jacksonville Jaguars is no more. And I use air quotes with tight end. It is Barton Hahn on ESPN Radio and ESPN Plus. Chris Carlin in for Alan Hahn today, along with Bart Scott. ESPN Radio, as always, presented by Progressive Insurance, and all guests appear via the Goodyear Hotline. We will get to Mr. Tebow a little bit later on and the 2.5 minutes that it deserves to be discussed. But good to have Bart back in the chair with us, bringing us the Straight Talk, brought to you by Straight Talk Wireless. What is up?
Creasy. I know you miss me, but I want to speak to all our viewers and listeners. Did you miss me?
Of course.
Because I missed you. Now I'm back.
I tell you, you look rested. You look rested. You got a haircut. It's a little bit closer. You look sharp. You look ready to go. You look like you're ready for football season.
I'm jacked up on Mountain Dew, baby. Because listen, I had to sit and watch what was going on from the rookie quarterbacks, the teams, and all the narratives and stories. And I couldn't say nothing.
Well, let's get into it, because we could start in Dallas with Dak Prescott and the controversy that there appears to be about whether or not playing in the preseason for Dak Prescott is important. It is. And for me, it is, because this is a guy that suffered a horrific injury last year to his lower leg. And Bart, I know while he didn't tear an ACL, breaking a leg is different in terms of how athletes approach it. But you have got to have your quarterback get hit before the season starts. You can't have him walking out there in week one having no physical contact and really having no concept as to how he's going to react and how he's going to handle it the first time he does get hit.
Crazy. Listen, why would you let logic get in the way of a great story? Like, you are not paid to come here and make sense, Chris. You are here to sell the back pages. But listen, it's crazy because you bring up all the right points and the logical points, right? And Dallas is going to try and sell us on a narrative that, no, he's a professional, he's a veteran. You're looking at Aaron Rodgers. Remember, he is new to a new system. He only got, what, 4 or 5 games in a new system. He hasn't learned the nuance, right? It's not the package. It's the package to the package, right? It's the nuance. It's the little things that you can do within a certain play. Like I told you before, one defense can turn into 6 different ones and be played 6 different ways based on what you see on the offensive side of the ball. And the same is true from an offensive standpoint. And he doesn't know these things. But here's the great point that you make up. No contact is a big concern for me. Because also, although he hadn't tore ACL, he didn't pop a MCL, PCL, or Achilles, anything like that, he's going to have to carry potentially somebody's body weight. So he's going to be maybe afraid to maybe run outside of the pocket and buy time so he can make those off-schedule plays, because he knows if somebody jumps on his back and he doesn't see him, his body weight or that foot gets stuck, he doesn't know if that bone is strong enough. A bone could be healed, but it's always going to be weak. And yes, I'm sure they put rods in and reinforced steel, but we don't know at what point that leg is still not healthy and how fragile that bone could be.
And I also want to know what's in his head.
My point. So that's what I'm saying. So they may keep him in the pocket the first game and say, hey, just get the ball out. We're going to get the ball out of your hands quickly, right? So this is all the things that Todd Bowles is processing. He's processing, okay, if Dak doesn't play during a regular season, we know he hasn't gotten hit in practice. They would never dare put him in live contact in practice. So guess what? I'm going to have defenses where I may not be fundamentally sound on my edges because I know Dak ain't going nowhere. So one of the strengths of Dak Prescott is the fact that he's a mobile quarterback. But if I know that he's going to be afraid to be a mobile quarterback, then instead of playing Dak Prescott like Russell Wilson, instead of playing him like Lamar Jackson, I'm going to play him like Tom Brady.
And sell out.
Exactly. So that means I don't have to be disciplined because he ain't running nowhere. Well, so I don't have to have a spy. I'm giving pressure straight up the middle to make him see the pressure because I know he's going to be afraid to get to the edges.
Well, this is why I don't understand what they're saying publicly. And I know that they don't want to put any more pressure on him should there be any sort of a setback, whether it be the shoulder or whatever. But listen to Mike McCarthy and what he has to say about this, because I'm still trying to figure out where the actual answer is in here.
I mean, the biggest thing, you know, is really to stay on course with his work. You know, it's a, you know, plan of caution. I'm trying to come up with new words here, but I mean, it's the same plan and coming out of this. It's, you know, when he was shut down, you have to build up his volume of throws again. So we just really don't want to put him in a position where we can re-injure it. So just continue to work on that plane.
So crazy.
I'm speechless. I don't even know what that was.
Can I say something, Chris? For those who don't know, because I'm always assuming that we're growing new listeners. For those who don't know, me and Chris Carlin were once partners somewhere else. Chris knows me just as good as anybody. We have a segment called the BS Translator that we had on our former show, and we may just have to resurrect it like Paul Bearer has done The Undertaker countless times.
Bring it back.
When you go to McCarthy and he says, hey, I'm trying to rediscover or come up with new terms, what he's basically saying is, I'm trying to come up with new lies and new ways to put lipstick on a pig because I don't know what the hell to tell you. Y'all know that Jerry Jones is running this. Y'all know that there's nothing that I can do. All I can do is take the marching orders from the boss. And listen, yeah, he's learning. We're talking about his shoulder. We still got concerns about the leg.
Yeah.
So now you're talking about a $40 million quarterback that we still have concerns about the leg, has concerns about the shoulder.
Well, I tell you what, watching that first Hard Knocks last week, it seemed like that shoulder thing came quick. It came really quick. Like, it was right out the gate. And we know what the timing was of it, but it seemed even quicker that, like, he hadn't thrown the football 100 times, and that was it.
Right, Chris? So that's the crazy thing. That's the ironic thing, right? This wasn't week 3 where it's like, oh, man, he's really been throwing a lot, and we're here in week 3. This was like the first couple of days of practice. So how can your shoulder be – that means that it's not fatigue. Right? Because you assume that he was throwing in the offseason, right? He was, you know, when you're injured, what people don't realize, guys, what you have to understand is when you're injured, you don't have all the summer off time, right? While everybody, before they report, you're training, you're reporting. Like, Dak never not reported or went to Dallas facilities because he had to do rehab. So guys that are rehab, it doesn't get like, okay, well, we report for offseason condition. He had been working out and throwing far before that. And he doesn't get to go away for certain times. He has to stay there and get on a routine because technically he's injured, hasn't passed the physical. So I would assume that he shouldn't have fatigue because his arm should already be conditioned for having throws before that.
Nobody follows the Cowboys closer than Ed Werder. We could not get the straight talk.
Isn't his house attached to Dallas?
I think it is. I believe it is.
Or no, he rented the White House Michael Irvin. Listen, it probably was cheap, right? It's legendary, right? I mean, I'm sure you want to scotch guard and clean everything that was in there because God knows what happened in the White House.
I mean, you talk about all of the disinfecting that has to happen over COVID the last couple of years. That place has got to be hosed down completely. Yeah, I might tear it down.
Try and buy Michael Irvin and Deion Sanders fun house.
Well, that aside, nobody knows the Cowboys better than Ed Werder. We didn't get any straight talk out of Mike McCarthy, so here's Ed Werder's straight talk, and it's brought to you by Straight Talk Wireless. No contract, no compromise. Of course the Cowboys
Tom Brady needed preseason snaps even after winning his 7th Super Bowl, but Dak Prescott doesn't need to play in a game, even though, you know, he hasn't faced a live pass rush. He hasn't taken a hit since he got injured October 11th. And the other starting quarterback in the Super Bowl, Patrick Mahomes, also played in the preseason the other night. So I think Dak's going to make a very strong push against the Cowboys front office. It seems reluctant to expose him to any risk this preseason. I think he's going to want to play in that game on Saturday night. We all saw how upset he was on Hard Knocks after the first day of practice when Mike McCarthy felt like they overused him and they cut back his reps the following day. We all saw how angry he was about that. So I can't imagine telling Dak Prescott, you're not playing in the preseason. You're not facing live action until you're up against one of the best defenses in football on opening night.
Okay, so with that being the case, I'm not making the case for what the Cowboys might tell you if they don't play him, but I'm going to tell you what they will say in response to criticism. I went back to 2019, okay? Right now is the equivalent of the usual week 3 of the preseason of years past.
Oh, that's
okay?
True. Explain to the people what that is.
Exactly. Third week in the preseason is when you play as much of a dress rehearsal as you can for a team getting ready for the season, and then none of your starters play in week four. I mean, Bill Belichick would let them go out to dinner. They didn't even have to stay. And I'm not exaggerating when I say that. So right now is as close to a dress rehearsal as you're going to get. 2019, Bart, there were 12 quarterbacks, starters, who had not played up until week three. And then seven of them played in week three. One of them retired in Andrew Luck. And then four guys didn't play. And they went 36-28 that season. And one of them was Phillip Rivers, who went 5-11. I mean, so the Cowboys are going to try to sell you on the fact, well, winning quarterbacks before haven't had this kind of a problem.
Yeah.
Winning quarterbacks haven't missed the majority of the season before. And just getting on the same page with your receivers.
So back to the BS translator, right?
Right.
Ed Waters said something in his interview when he was saying, you know, how important it was for Tom Brady and Mahomes to get snaps. We would argue, well, I wouldn't argue, it's not even an argument, that Dak Prescott isn't half the quarterback of both of those guys, right? And also he said something. He said, so you mean to tell me that you're going against, let's be nice, maybe one of the worst defenses in the NFL, arguably in history, in your own defense in practice every day.
Yeah.
And all of a sudden, they're going to get you ready for the speed of the defending Super Bowl champions that made the best quarterback in the league in Patrick Mahomes look average. He didn't even score a touchdown. But that defense is going to get you ready for that defense and also having to stay and keep pace with Tom Brady's offense putting points up. We're just going to continue to put. See, that's the kind of stuff like we see. That's why you listen to this damn show, because we're going to cut straight through the BS. We ain't going to go in circles and circle around it. We're going to go straight to it.
Look, that situation is a mess. So as a fan, how worried are you if you don't see Dak in the preseason?
We're speaking to you, Dallas. Y'all hear us.
888 say
ESPN. Don't be hot now. Y'all always vocal about everything. This is our year. Tell me why we tripping.
888-729-3776.
Chris, then, they didn't hear. They didn't hear it, Chris. Tell their ass again.
Oh, boy.
Dallas, y'all hear us talking to you. He's been on for a week.
I'll tell you what. He's got 9 days worth of energy stored up right now.
And now I'm back on my protein shake.
Oh, God.
Got a little chlorophyll in it, too. Cleanse the system.
888 say ESPN. 888-729-3776. Then there's what's going on up in New England. First, here's Cam Newton on whether or not Bill Belichick has told him he's the starting quarterback.
Cam, has Bill told you yet that you're starting the season opener? Gotta ask.
And you know the answer to that question. So
I don't. Has he said you are, or does he just say we're taking it day to day? I mean, honestly. He said it back then, but he's kind of had a dot, dot, dot.
I mean, y'all sit up here asking silly questions to me, and I'm looking at y'all with the same thing. So I don't know what y'all want me to say. No, you know that. You know he hasn't said that. So for you to just ask the question, you know, it is what it is. So every single day I'm coming out here with the anticipation to just get better, and that's the only thing that I could do. So I can control that. But as far as somebody else's analogy or interpretation of what week one is, I'm trying to focus on what tomorrow brings and even the adjustments for tonight's meeting. So
that's beautiful, man. That should be on like the Daily Bread. Control what you can control. Like, stop it, Cam. You know what the hell we talking about, Cam? Like, you listen, Bill Belichick had no problem saying that you were the starter when we went into training camp. So if I'm a reporter, Cam, if he didn't tell you that you weren't the starter, then if he's already told you was a starter, then you should say, hell yeah, I'm a starter, because I was the starter. He said you was the starter.
Let me ask you this. Is
Cam, I wish I was the interviewer. They just let him just skip over that.
Yeah. If Cam was the starter and then lost the job midseason, you think he's going to be quiet about it? I don't think so. I don't think Cam Newton's going to sit there and take it at this juncture of his career, especially if he plays reasonably well, but they decide, you know what, it's time to play Mac Jones and it's time to move on from that. Cam is a problem, I have to be honest, for the New England Patriots. He's a good soldier, man.
He's inherited I'm saying, but he's inherited the Patriot way.
Yes.
And for him.
But I don't know if he can keep doing it.
Yeah, I'm not going to count him out, right? Because there's no need for Cam to panic right now because He's still the starter, right? He's not. They didn't start a game and say, okay, well, Cam. And listen, Bill will do a mind game with him. I'm sure maybe Mac Jones will start with the starters a little bit, maybe one of these games. He'll actually start Mac Jones. And we know Mac Jones is going to start the fourth game. Mm-hmm. You want to see if he can make chicken salad out of chicken you know what, right? So, I mean, but the problem is when those things happen, when it's a quarterback competition and a guy just gets an opportunity to shine, be it against the fourth string or third string or other teams, but if he only has the third or fourth string to work with, then he makes them look good, then you know the rumbling's going to come. And that's just going to continue to put more pressure on Cam.
I don't think Cam is going to be the guy, and I don't think he should be the guy. I watch him play, and I heard yesterday from somebody who was at practice, they're having joint practices with the Eagles, that he looked sharp yesterday. That's great. I just don't see where there's a whole lot left here. And the sooner they embrace the whole Mac Jones thing, the better.
I'm not saying Cam's dead, right? Because this is the most user-friendly offense that Cam's ever going to inherit. You can argue and say that, you know, maybe this is the most talented team that Cam's ever been on. When you think about what he has at the tight end position, yeah, his outside guys may not be great, but he has the best offensive line, right? So he's going to be able to be utilized. Listen, like I told you, they're going to treat Cam like a rental car. They're going to put him at harm's way because at the end of the day,
but
we know.
To me, that's going to aggravate Cam, and he knows it. He knows it.
But the thing is, his numbers are going to be gaudy. Right?
You think so?
Yeah, because they're going to run him. All that quarterback power, they're going to use all of that. Like, how do you expect with the best offensive line and two great tight ends, when you get in that type of personnel, when you're able to show up with two tight ends, and you saw it a little bit with Tampa Bay in the Super Bowl.
But to me, that's going to wear Cam down pretty quick.
Of course, but he's going to start. I wouldn't be surprised if Cam Newton isn't the offensive player of the month, and by the bye week, be replaced by Mac Jones.
888-SAY-ESPN. Kevin, Pennsylvania, up first. Kevin, what's going on?
No. Kevin, did you miss me?
I missed you, man. See what happened to the Jets? They won. The Cowboys lost. They should have dumped Dak and picked up Aaron Rodgers. Jerry Jones wants to win now.
Yeah.
This is not a great way to start, Kevin. This is not your...
You got that wasn't your take, was it? You got another take? You want to take on Zach Wilson, how great and how electric the ball looked out of his hands? Come with that one. You got a better one in you. Kevin? Where's Kevin?
I think he's still there. Guess he's gone. How about Red? He's in Richmond, Virginia.
Hey, Red, did you miss me?
Red, did you miss him or no?
No, I did not miss him.
Damn it, Red! Newsflash, we ain't never been friends, Red.
What do you got?
Look, I hear you talk about my Cowboys. Look, everybody want to panic because Dak is down. They don't need to panic in preseason. Panic when the season starts and if Dak doesn't play or if Dak goes down again. That's when we need to panic.
But let me ask you about the concern. It's no concern that we're worried about his leg injury, and already we're concerned with maybe his leg injury not being the biggest concern. That the fact that maybe it's his shoulder already, and he's going against the best defense that he probably is going to face all year. And I feel like he dropped.
He did.
See what happened when Dallas. See, everybody out there listening, we did not listen. As soon as you put logic to a Dallas fan, they just hang up on you. They don't want to rebuke the rebut.
They don't want to rebuke the rebut. Mike in Louisville, that's beautiful. Mike, what's going on? Mike missed you.
Hey, guys. I did miss Bart. All right, the show should be Bart and Baby Buddha at this point. He earned it after them 2 weeks of double shifts he was pulling in the morning, middle of the day.
Well, I'll tell you what, you can tell he got absolutely refreshed during this little break because he is shot out of a cannon.
Yeah, he did, and I love it. It keeps the middle of my day going. So here it is with the Cowboys. They are desperate to not lose Dak. They don't want that shoulder getting hurt again. They're terrified of his ankle, something going wrong with that leg, because they know it's going to be another wasted season. And Jerry Jones, he's getting older and older. He can't see another season get flushed down the drain. Second thing I wanted to hear about was the Eagles. With Flacco playing as well as he did in that first game, Jalen Hurts, he is not cemented as a starter by any means.
Well, Mike, here's the problem. If they're going to try to play Flacco as a starter – the Eagles, first of all, they're stupid if they do that. I'll just be honest about it. They're very stupid if they do that. And second, because Flacco can't play as the entire season as a starter, you know he can't. You're smiling at me. You know he can't. And I'm going to tell you, I said it yesterday, Jalen Hurts can play football.
He can play. But Flacco, listen, doesn't mean that he's a better player than Flacco right now.
If Jalen Hurts doesn't start the season, this is all about Howie Roseman's ego. That is it.
Yeah, and it's,
that
and,
is it.
And it may be about Howie Roseman.
He should be fired on the spot.
Listen, I know that the Deshaun Watson, you know, rhetoric and the noise has kind of died down. But don't trust me. They're still talking back doors behind scenes to try and figure it out.
Mm-hmm.
But Flacco is a better quarterback. See, this is the problem, right? When you have a veteran backup, right, and he's better than the potentially the starter, because the offense is going to look different when Flacco out there. And listen, when we come back, I'll elaborate on it more and tell you why Flacco could shine and look more, and if Jalen Hurts struggles, it could be a problem.
Plus, what rookie quarterback needs to play and what one absolutely cannot start. It's Bart and Hahn coming to you live from the Heineken River Deck at Pier 17. All of that after Bart tells you about our friends from DoorDash.
DoorDash here with the Summer of Dash Pass. Right now, Dash Pass members are taking $10 off groceries, alcohol, pet food, and more. You need a nightcap? $10 off. You got a cough? Get relief delivered for less. Want to surprise a crush? Send a gift and save. Try Dash Pass for free and get special savings, exclusive menu items, and $0 delivery fees year-round. Get more from your neighborhood now with Dash Pass in the DoorDash app, and stay cool out there, everybody. Terms and conditions apply.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sportsbook bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPNpods. That's amazon.com/ESPNpods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Bart and Hahn.
Yankees-Red Sox doubleheader today. 1 o'clock is the first of that split doubleheader. We'll get into that in a bit.
It's getting real.
It is getting real.
The Yankees.
Bart and Hahn presented by Progressive Insurance. At Progressive, they're making things even easier. They'll help you bundle your home and car insurance together so you can save on both. Learn more at progressive.com or 1-800-PROGRESSIVE. A head coach, all of a sudden, in some doublespeak. That in 3 minutes. First, let's get some of these calls back up, and you've wanted to respond when
it comes to... Hit him with it.
Well, relax.
I'm juiced up.
Adrian in Dallas. Bart wants to know,
did you miss me?
What's up, Adrian?
What's going on? I didn't miss you. I missed you up until you said something about the Cowboys.
Elaborate, please.
You know, y'all be heavy on Dak, like it's Dak's fault. It ain't Dak's fault he got hurt last year. It ain't Dak's fault the O-line was trash last year.
So,
go ahead.
No, you go ahead, because this is your time to shine, baby.
As long as Dak and the O-line can stay somewhat intact, we'll be okay. I'm not worried about preseason. What does preseason mean for regular season?
The guy is barely playing.
Keep him on. Stay on.
Too late.
Damn it. Let me explain why, right? Because those offensive linemen are also working their way back, right? So you got Tyron Smith working his way back, Lionel Collins working his way back, and Martin working his way back, right? And here's where it comes into account. Every quarterback has different tendencies. Every quarterback has different drop depths, right? Where one quarterback, a 7-step drop could be one place. another quarterback could be somewhere totally different. So it's important for the linemen to know the depths and understand the chemistry so they know how to protect slightly different with different quarterbacks. If they don't have that experience, you're going to put them against the defending champs. And even if this O-line is intact, they're going to have trouble with, you know, Shaq coming off the edge, with JPP coming off the edge, with Ndamukong Suh. They're going to have problems anyway.
Trell up in Dallas, up next.
Did you miss me?
Trell, what's up?
Uncle Bart, I did miss you, man.
That's what I'm talking about, man. Don't let Dallas come
between
us.
And then, for you to your first day back, we hopping right on the Cowboys. Oh, I love it, man. I love it. The Cowboys are terrible. And why do they believe that it's okay to throw Dak to the Wolves without any preseason, without any snaps, any reps, anything, right? Why do the Cowboys feel like that's the best thing to do for Dak? And that caller, he just said, it's not Dak's fault that he got hurt. Well, whose fault is it?
Well, it's not his fault that he broke his leg. I mean, let's be fair. The problem here is that you're going to send him out there not knowing, him not knowing how he's going to respond to getting a hit. And that, for a quarterback, you want to go into your season and have the first guy that he faces on defense is Todd Bowles in that group?
Right.
No, and absolutely
and
not.
Also that offensive line, too, because they don't know if Dak is compromised. So they're used to blocking for a longer time because he can make off-schedule plays, right? Remember how many times we've seen Dak reverse field, do all those things? Is he going to be able to do those off-schedule plays?
Who knows?
And you think about the offensive line, right? The offensive receivers have to be ready for off-schedule plays, scramble drills. If you're not going to get those things, you're not going to get experience against great defense that you don't know to see if your receivers see the same thing that you see. It's going to be a problem because Todd Bowles is going to play him just like he played like Mahomes.
I could not get over yesterday Matt Nagy, who has all throughout the preseason and all throughout the offseason said that Andy Dalton is his quarterback.
QB1.
And all of a sudden, that seems to have changed.
Andy had six plays, and it's hard to say much good or bad about that with the six plays. So we're going to get him some more snaps this coming preseason game. And then with Justin, I go back to what I said, too. Like, we want to be able to see live plays, live situations. We got that, and he did a great job. So the only thing he can do is to continue doing that. And then we got to make sure that that plan allows us to evaluate how well he does knowing those circumstances. And again, ultimately, in the end, whatever is best for the Chicago Bears is in the end what we're going to do.
There you go. Whatever is best for the Bears. It's not Andy Dalton as QB1. Whatever is best for the Bears, and pretty soon that's going to be Justin Fields.
BS Translator, listen, this kid is so dynamic that when he gets on the field, we can't hide or suppress how great of a player he is. We've seen this before. We've seen this with Matt Flynn, and we've seen this with Russell Wilson. The difference is Justin Fields is a first-round pick that you lucked into because all the scouts and all the experts thought that he wasn't a great player, thought that he didn't love football. The same guy that went out and petitioned the Big Ten to try and get football. He don't love football?
Yeah.
Like, knowing he's going to be a first rounder regardless. That guy don't love football. So, like, listen, the beneficiary of that was the Chicago Bears. So QB1, they can say that all you want. When you have that type of efficiency, yes, it was the first preseason game. But I guarantee he's going to get a lot of time in the second preseason game, which you said is equivalent to the third preseason game. Watch how they maybe give Andy Dalton one or two series. Then they're going to let this kid come in, and his off-schedule plays, his ability to extend plays with his legs,
yep,
is going to be what's best offensive line that's not the best.
Yeah.
And it's going to make all these other players come to life because they're going to play well for him because they're going to know that they're always alive with him. So they're going to find ways to get open, and they're going to have to – and listen, we know that Foles is going to be gone, but I wonder if it's better if Andy Dalton looks great to get rid of Andy Dalton so it's no – it's no question about it, right? Because I think everybody agrees that right now we would think that Andy Dalton's better than Nick Foles. So maybe you have to get rid of Andy Dalton before the season and let Nick Foles become that backup.
Interesting thought.
Because they're more similar with the RPOs and ability to do the RPOs, so you can cater the offense to both of them. Andy Dalton's a totally different offense.
The one thing I'd say about it, I think I would not play Fields until a couple of weeks in. I want to give him a chance to watch it in real time, yeah. See, for a couple of weeks before I throw him in there.
See, but the issue is, what I'm trying to say is, maybe the best thing to do is to get rid of Andy Dalton.
I know, and then you'd play Foles.
Right.
And because they play the same kind of offense.
Right.
I get that. Because
they can do the same type of offense. So the thing is, that's a weird conversation to have with QB1 because his money's a little bit more guaranteed.
You know where I'd send
him? On the trade market, Nick Foles has more destinations to go to because people are more familiar with Nick Foles.
You know where I'd send Andy Dalton right now? And if I were them, I would absolutely do it. The Saints. I want no part of Jameis Winston, and I want no part of Taysom Hill as my quarterback. And I can't believe they just handed him that money. It won't happen, don't get me wrong, but that's where I would send him.
Well, and listen, once again, Chris, how are you going to be coming with all the great points, man? That's supposed to be my job.
I'm sorry.
But, you know, when you think
it rubs off.
When you think about it, Andy Dalton is really close to the similar skill set of Drew Brees.
Yep.
A little bit stronger arm, and he's a guy that can go and manage the situation because it's not that he doesn't have the football acumen. It's just that, you know, this is a game of musical chairs, and Andy's been running out of chairs.
One guy that cannot play early, I mean, Trey Lance. Everybody has got to relax. He made two throws.
The throwback. You saw the arm strength, Chris.
I understand.
You saw the accuracy.
It was
I know
amazing.
The guy was 20 yards open, but listen, he got it there.
It was great. That's fine. He took four sacks that were a combined 2.5 minutes that he had in the pocket to throw the football.
Oh, see, there you go, right? So now in honor of Tim Tebow, you know, we pour out a little holy water for him. Right now, you want to go to Trey Lance because he was burping the baby?
No, Trey Lance can't play this early. If you watch it the other day, you get excited by one big play. You will ruin him, and you have got a perfectly good quarterback to win with right now. You cannot throw away the season and have Trey Lance be your quarterback to start the year.
It's asking
for trouble.
So for those who can't see what we're playing because you're listening on radio, you can't see what we're putting up on the live stream. We have Lance up there at 5-for-14 for 128. Yes, the 128.
Couple of drops, but
yeah,
still.
The 128 is really gaudy, but that is not efficient.
80 enough. Of it was one play.
Yeah, exactly. So that can't be efficient. So understand that Trey Lance doesn't have the experience, right? This is a young man that didn't play much in college. If you throw him out there to the Wolves with a team that has Super Bowl aspiration in a division that is going to be, I believe, the most competitive division in all of football, you can't give games away. You can't give games away by maybe a rookie making a mistake and cost you the game. You got to go with the veteran that has, I believe, only lost 6 games since he's been a starter, Jimmy G.
888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776. In just moments, we will take more of your calls. And the Yankees and Red Sox getting ready to play 2 today. Yankees keep winning these close games. And, yeah, more reinforcements on the way today. We'll tell you all about that next. Barton Hahn on ESPN Radio and ESPN Plus.
Bart and Hahn.
Yankees Red Sox going to get underway at 1 p.m. It is a doubleheader day, split doubleheader. Big, big series for both teams. Yankees are just rolling right now. They have played absolutely fantastic baseball since the break. They are 20-9. In the second half, and getting more reinforcements today, both Gary Sanchez and Jordan Montgomery back off the COVID-19 list. Montgomery starting today in the day game for the Yankees, and then it also in the lineup today is Sanchez as well. Sunday Night Baseball brought to you by Samsung Galaxy. Ready for Samsung Galaxy Z Flip 3 5G and Z Fold 3 5G. Pre-order now at Samsung.com. There's a little bit of a baseball preview for you today. And one thing last night, they go and they win 2-1, the Yankees did against the Angels. And Gerrit Cole came back off the COVID IL. He was really solid through 5 2/3. And they win the game 2-1. But one guy who can't seem to get out of his own way right now is Zach Britton. I mean, last week, you go to the manager and you say, I don't deserve to be out there closing. And that's how bad his confidence was. And this is not a guy. You and I have both interviewed Zach Britton before. Yeah. This is not a guy who is shy on confidence in any way. This had more of a feel to it of somebody that felt like he was not helping the team.
Yeah.
So listen to John Smoltz from this morning on KJZ on Zach Britton.
I honestly think in sports sometimes people think you're not supposed to be honest, you're not supposed to say certain things. That probably would have been maybe, you know, a few years back kept under wraps. But I think it's just pure honesty of a guy that knows he's not right and didn't want to hurt his team or put his team in situations where he felt like until he got right. And he just spoke to it. You know, I mean, it was just, I think he was just being honest, and it can be misread and misinterpreted, but I just think he was being honest in the fact that where he was in the past and what he's been able to do in his career, he's been as nasty as they get right now due to some of the injuries and the time that he has missed. You can't afford to not be right in the ninth inning. You can afford to give up some runs in the seventh and eighth and still have a chance to win. You never want to give up runs. But what people don't understand, I think people are starting to learn in the whole industry of baseball, whether you compute it in a computer or not, you can't just choose any guy to be the ninth inning guy.
It's a different mentality.
Yeah.
And
pressure bust pipes, Chris.
I have to tell you, I love the fact that Britton did that. We haven't talked about it much, but he is not someone who is just going to bail out of a situation. He looked at that as if he was not helping the team and needed to get himself right and was not going to put his own desire to be in the ninth inning ahead of the team's success.
Right, and remember in the past when we've interviewed him, we've kind of interviewed him during the height of his superpowers when he was talking about coming off the injury and the ankle and all that stuff and some of the conversations that he had with the manager. You know, he's always been a transparent, honest, open book. And to quote Confucius, he who says he can and he who says he can't are both usually right. So the fact that he came to you, he expressed this to you, if you put him out there, then that's on you. That's not a him problem, right? You know, you hope that you can maybe let him be the setup man, come out and let him play in a role that he's kind of played, you know, for the most part in this organization. Like, remember, he came in as a closer, but he was always the support man, the setup man in the eighth for Chapman to close the show. And, you know, I think with the whole focus on mental health, mm-hmm. I think that people are realizing just how much sports have to do with the mental psyche, so much more than the physical psyche. So
it's not just toughen up anymore.
Right, it's not toughen up because if I let you down, I'm letting you know, and I'm being transparent. You know, in a different environment, maybe athletes wouldn't have ever came out and said this because it would be seen as a sign of weakness.
See, here's my problem. People finally came around on Simone Biles a little bit because they realized if she's not right, she could break her neck.
They saw the video.
Yeah, and if she's not right, she can break her neck. If Zach Britton's not right, well, then he's just not helping the team. But right. that to me is that speaks to the kind of guy Britton is.
Right, it's selfless, right? Because he's saying that, hey, maybe my value is going to take a hit or something, but I don't care. I just want to win.
Britton last night came in, got a huge out for the Yankees in the sixth inning. So you hope for their sake and for his sake that he's starting to get it right. And that's a massive, massive doubleheader today at Yankee Stadium. Split doubleheader. Yankees are a game out in the loss column behind the Red Sox. Barton Hahn, ESPN Radio, ESPN Plus.
Thanks for listening to the Barton Hahn Podcast. You can listen live to Barton Hahn weekdays at noon Eastern on ESPN Radio or stream the video of the show on ESPN Plus. Bart and Hahn, the podcast.